When Nothing But Nets was launched in January of 2007, we announced it in our congregation. I got one of the nets and held it up in church and said, for $10, you can save a child's life or family's life if they sleep under the malaria nets. And the congregation really bought into it. Our goal was to raise $50,000 during Lent of that year. Actually, we raised $86,000. People took on all kinds of projects. Several children, when their birthdays came up, sent birthday cards, notes to kids and said, when you come, don't bring me any presents, bring $10 to buy a net for some children overseas. A school teacher took it to her classroom and they raised like $5,000 among the students in that school. And they used the net and they used it in teaching science about how diseases are transmitted, teaching geography, and teaching social concerns, how you help people overseas. Businessmen in our congregation made commitments that, and information to their employees that for every $10 any of their employees gave, they would match it. So thousands of dollars came in that way. We also partnered with the Pacers, the Indiana Pacers NBA basketball team, and they came and presented us with a check for $10,000, a gift from the Pacers. And then we had a little basketball shoot-off with an ex-Pacers player where we went and shot free throws in the Great Hall, and kids had a great time if they could beat an ex-professional basketball player in shooting free throws. And then the coach of the Pacers was there and spoke. And then they invited us to come to a Pacers game where St. Luke's was represented at the halftime for the $86,000 that we had given. And working with the United Nations Foundation and the NBA Cares there, so that people, everyone who came to that Pacers game was invited to give $10. And they raised several thousands of dollars to buy Nothing But Nets there as well.